Good morning. It's 8:51 a.m. Sunday, September 29th, 2019. Aloha. It's not a pleasant morning. It's damp. There's fog. The visibility is about, well, depending, off to the east, it's about 3/4 to a mile. Off to the west, it's half to 3/4 of a mile. So it's chilly, it's damp. I think it's warming up a little bit. It's not condensing on street signs anymore. I got nothing to talk about this morning. I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing. Brain feels scrambled. It feels like I didn't sleep last night. When in fact, I got actually a pretty good night's sleep. It wasn't very long. I was up too late. I'm reading my book. I'm still reading this Wandering Engineer story. It's, on the one hand, I'm really enjoying the story. I'm enjoying the story. Let me get that out of the way. I really am enjoying the story. And I figure I must be really enjoying the story because it's one of the examples that I think people point to and say, look, this is a really crappy book. Production values are, they're not, you know, they're not at the floor. They're below the floor. They're somewhere in the basement. Formatting is all wrong. Every once in a while, you get tripped up because there's no paragraph mark between statements. So it looks like one person says all of the things back and forth to themselves. And even the quote marks don't help. And the verbs are all screwed up. And the cover looks like it looks like my first covers. And they were really bad. And yet the story keeps pulling me back. The story of this. Ancient guy revived from cryostasis. Who happens to be a top-notch engineer, in fact, a chief engineering officer on a Federation, whatever that was, now long gone. Battle cruiser that was destroyed in the war. There are little fragments that show up out of nowhere that I don't understand where they came from or where they go because they just sort of disappear. There's a boy. I don't know where the boy came from. But in one scene, there's a boy following the engineer around, and then he disappears. He doesn't show up again. Or at least he hasn't shown up yet. I don't understand. Everybody else on the ship is a woman, which is a pretty breathtaking cliche. Some of them are trying to get in his pants. Many of them are not much more than teenagers. It's kind of messed up. It's distracting from the story, I think. And yet, it's not distracting enough from the story that I've just thrown it down in disgust and walked away. Okay, lady with her little Scotty dog, she's going to give me the sidewalk this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Lovely day.
I know. It's beautiful.
It is not a lovely day. Her reply was, it's beautiful. I suppose it is cool. It's not hot. It's not sunny. Other than being wet and a little chilly. Well, damp and a little chilly. It's not that bad. I need to do some... I just walked by the politics corner here. I need to do some research on who's running for what. We got a while. It's not happening until November, but... Morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you? So, yeah, I find myself sitting there reading, wondering what he's going to fix next and how he's going to fix it. And he's got most of the ship fixed, and now they're talking about making new hull plates for the outside of the ship and training all the women to do all of the jobs. Training the doctor. The doctor is the other male on the ship. He was kidnapped when their old doctor got injured. And their old doctor is in stasis, so could theoretically be revived if the new doctor can figure out how to run the human rebuilding tools. So it's kind of a throwback story. It's kind of a fun... There doesn't seem to be any kind of deep philosophical arguments that are being positioned or proposed or joined. It's just a story about this guy who just goes about his business. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Okay. So I heard from an old friend last night. One of the people that I used to work with at the National Center was also in my doctoral program. We both got our degrees on the same day. And she went to seek her fame and fortune elsewhere. She went directly to UVA, I'm not sure. She's somewhere in Virginia. I don't know if she's at UGA or which school in Virginia she's in. And like a lot of us, faced a sort of mortality crisis. And is now questioning her life choices, as one is wont to do when faced with the big next. Credit Ellen Joyce for that. The big next. So she reached out last night and said, "So how did you transition from being Dr. Nathan Lowell to Nathan Lowell author?" we're on Twitter direct messages, so there wasn't a lot of space to explain things, which is good, because otherwise I tend to get verbose. She was always interested in language and writing. I think that was her undergrad degree. But she's been tearing it up at the school she's at, and I think really enjoys the life. Part of it is, I don't know if she's teaching, but she's working in design, online design, and she's crackerjack designer, crackerjack, just totally excellent. We designed some really interesting topics, with some interesting spaces. We applied distance learning theory to the classes that we were building for the Western Governors Regional Program on Blindness and Visual Impairment. Simple stuff that was easy to navigate, that was intuitive, but that people who couldn't see the screen could still navigate and participate in fully. Yeah, I still miss that life a bit. But I told her, you know, writing, she's written some poetry lately. I put on my marketing hat and said, okay, well, depending on what you want to do, it's really what you want from your writing. And genre novels for adult audiences sell really well, as opposed to YA, middle grades, nonfiction, and all the stuff that digital has not really gotten a big toehold in yet. And while the markets for MG and YA are really large, and a lot of adults like to read YA, it's really hard to position yourself in that market to avoid putting some readers off. So we had a long back and forth, and so she said, how do you keep from overthinking it? I was like, well, you don't. You don't really. We have to approach it like a design project. It's like, okay, a story is a design. It's sometimes you need a scaffold to make the story, make the design come together in your head so you can build it. And sometimes you just need to get in and let it go and find out where it takes you. And what worked on the last story doesn't necessarily work on the next story, as I'm discovering. So I had a good talk. It was like 45 minutes. And late for her, because she's on the East Coast. But it was a good talk. Trying to work around kids and job and write and maintain sanity, etc. Pointed out that a 1,000 words a day is an hour. And that when I began, I started writing an hour in the morning before anything happened. So I'd get up early and then I'd write for an hour. And then I would deal with the day. And if, you know, time, if it happened that I could squeak another hour in during the day, then I would. And sometimes in the evening, and I could. And weekends. But at 1,000 words a day, that's basically a book a quarter. It's 100,000 words in a quarter. 80,000 word novel is 80 days. 90,000 word novel is 90 days. 1,000 words a day. Think I could follow my own advice, wouldn't you? I'd set my coat, put my hood back at this. It's getting raw here. I've made the turn. I'm headed for the barn. Spiny white poppy isn't putting out any blossoms. I haven't seen any blossoms the last couple of days. Overnight lows are in the 40s. It's been kind of chilly. I really welcome it after the heat of the summer. And it's 52 this morning. I'm going to be grateful for 52 degrees if I ever get it in like December or January. But in theory, I'll be dressed better for it then. I'm wearing 3 layers today because it's dark. If the sun had been out, I'd have left the jacket at home. But it's not burning off. It doesn't seem. Seem like it's warming up any. Whenever the breeze kicks up, it gets a little unpleasant. Gonna have to dodge sprinklers to get back in through the gate here. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.